Hello, everyone. Welcome back to My One Quote, the podcast with me, Hannah.
And me, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, although I am living in chaos.
Just this week.
Well, I
not
meant...
always, you know.
Well, yes, in my life, yes. But specifically this week in my house, we are converting one of our bedrooms. We're changing one of our bedrooms into a walk-in wardrobe or a kind of dressing room. Mm-hmm. So everything arrived from IKEA very, very early yesterday when we were still in bed. And now we're trying to put this wardrobe system up. It's kind of like an open wardrobe system. We're trying to put it up in the room, but it's everything is everywhere. It's like you can't see this, but behind me, in fact, let me remove my video background and I will show you, Rob, what's behind me right now. It's basically every single item of clothing that I own. Let me just remove my filter and I'll show you.
I'm speechless. Oh my goodness me. Oh God, she turned the camera and oh God, I wish she hadn't. Good Lord.
There are clothes everywhere. We've just got
God.
So it's absolute chaos.
How do you decide what to wear?
It's not all my clothes. It's my husband's as well. But yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But I just wanted to ask you, Rob, have you seen the TV show? Have you been watching the TV show Pluribus?
I have. What is Pluribus? Is that a Latin word?
Actually, I don't know. I haven't looked it up. It sounds Latin, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like Pluribus Unum or something like that. I don't know.
I have no idea, actually. But it's a new kind of sci-fi series.
Cool.
Did you watch Breaking Bad?
I did, yeah. Like everyone else in the UK, I watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it's by the same people, the same guy who wrote Breaking Bad. I think his name's Vince Gilligan, I think. He's written this new TV show. It's on Apple TV. And it stars a woman called Rhea Seehorn, who was in... Did you watch Better Call Saul?
I heard a lot about it. I didn't actually see it.
Yeah, Breaking Bad, for our viewers, it's a Breaking Bad spin-off. So some of the characters from Breaking Bad were also in this new series called Better Call Saul, which was really good. Mm. And it's one of the main actors from that is in Pluribus. And I'm only on episode 4, but I'm really enjoying it. I highly recommend it. It's a very, very, very interesting idea.
Give us what we would call the synopsis.
I don't want to give you too much, but I'll tell you the quote I saw online, which was the most miserable person in the world must save humanity from happiness. Great, isn't it?
Oh, that's going to go great in the UK. Like everyone, that's everyone in the UK.
What, because we're so miserable?
Yeah, we're all working to get people away from happiness in the UK.
Yeah, it's a really, really interesting TV series. It's very interesting. Like in terms of the questions it raises. And also it's quite funny. It's very enjoyable. And it's a little bit dark sometimes, you know, it's good.
I like it. That sounds like a great combination of different things I like.
Yeah.
A little bit of dark, a little bit of funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might be your cup of tea.
Lovely. Lovely stuff. Okay. I will have to add it to my list of recommendations, which probably has about 50 TV shows on it.
I know. Sorry.
Like some of our students may be interested to know. I have started watching Stranger Things because I never seen Stranger Things.
I love it.
I'm only in like the third or fourth episode or something like that. So it's still very early on, but I am thoroughly enjoying it.
It's fantastic. I think seasons 1 and 2 are great. Season 3 gets a bit, like, a bit crazy, but in an unbelievable way, like, even though the whole thing is unbelievable, I guess.
Sure.
But it is quite funny. And then season 4 is good again. And if you enjoy it, did you know that there's a Stranger Things stage show in London?
I think I heard this, yes.
Yeah, it's called The First Shadow. And I think I went to see it, I think it was last year, with my husband and a friend of ours. And it's really good. Really cool show, yeah. Yeah, highly recommended.
Lovely stuff. Do you have a quote for me today?
I do. Today's quote is from the Paul Auster book 4321, which I really, really enjoyed and recommend. And the quote is, "The best thing about being 15 is that you don't have to be 15 for more than a year." Great quote, right?
Well, so I want to work something out. So is the person saying that being 15 is good or bad or both?
Terrible.
Terrible. Well, that's my experience of being 15, I must say.
Yeah, so the author is saying being 15 is terrible, but luckily you don't have to be 15 for more than a year, so it only lasts a year. So you just said that your experience of being 15 was terrible. Please tell us, can you tell us a little bit about it?
I guess so, because...
I don't want to bring up any bad memories for you, but...
Oh, it's all bad memories. You know? No. So me at 15, so I was... Strange thing, I'm going to use a very British word here. At school, I was an in-betweener, if you know what that means.
Oh. I only know about it from the TV show The Inbetweeners.
That's the only way I know about it, but I think it's appropriate.
So what does it mean?
An in-betweener is someone who... There are different groups of people at school. There are the very, very popular kids, and there are the very, very not popular kids. And the in-betweeners, they're not really in either group. They're not really, really popular,
right,
but they're not really, really unpopular either. And
so they're in between.
Precisely. So I was an in-betweener. Oh, goodness me. Like, I thought at one time in my life that I might teach in schools, but the reason I stopped is because I thought if I had to teach a child who was like me at the age of 15, I would quit on the spot. Hate me.
Were you
15.
That bad?
I was awful. Absolutely awful. Terrible. Terrible and awful. Yeah. So no self-confidence, no social skills, no common sense.
Poor little Rob. Oh, poor teenage Rob.
Yeah, poor me. But yeah, so I did have a lot of fun. I spent a lot of time skateboarding because that was my one passion as a teenager. So that was my experience of being 15, not being, you know, having some friends, not being particularly, like, successful with, like, girls and stuff like that. So that's my experience of being 15. What was your experience like?
Yeah, pretty awful.
Yeah.
I went to a girls' school, and it was great fun when I was 12 and 13 and maybe even 14. Uh-huh. But then when I turned kind of 15 and 16, that age, I, you know, suddenly all of the girls, you're all kind of going through puberty, you know, you're changing, your hormones are all over the place. And for me, that was quite a bad time, like health-wise and mental health-wise. It was just a terrible time for me. And my school was a very, like, academic, high-pressured environment. And it did not help at all. And also, I was at a girls' school and, you know, all your friends are getting boyfriends and you don't have a boyfriend, you know. I didn't know any boys, really. Well, I knew one boy and, of course, I liked him, but he didn't like me. it's okay. We're great friends now. But I think you couldn't pay me to go back to my teens. Yeah. You could not pay me to go back to that time. 14 and under, yeah, I'd go back to being a child. But a teenager, like from 13 onwards, it was pretty awful. From 13 to 28 or 29.
I was going to ask, when did it stop and get good again?
Just, you couldn't pay me to go back. I think 30 plus has been the best, absolute best time of my life. You know, I think you start to realize what's important. You learn about yourself. Like you, I didn't have a lot of confidence as a teenager. Uh-huh. I had a lot of spots because of my hormone problems. I had you know, braces on my teeth.
Yeah.
I had free NHS glasses. They were absolutely disgusting glasses, plastic, you know. I had like awful hair, massive eyebrows. Like, I was such a, you know, I look back at myself at 15 and I think, oh, you poor kid.
Yeah.
You know, I was such an ugly teenager. And It was just, I didn't know who I was, and the world is confusing, you know. And I cringe when I think about the things I used to say, you know, that I thought were really clever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so glad that I'm never going to be 15 again.
I think we can all say this the same. You know, we're pretty glad we don't.
Do you think so?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Some people, we do have a phrase in English that says something like being at high school is like the best years of your lives. But I've also heard when some people say that, other people will turn around and say, no, high school's horrible.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah, I think if you enjoy school, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe because they're, you know, you've got homework to do and stuff, but you don't have to pay any bills or, you know, worry about your mortgage or whatever. But personally, like, my life only improved, you know, after I left school.
Yes.
And it has just been improving, like, year after year. Or maybe every couple of years.
Sure.
But yeah, you know, I think I can't wait to keep getting older, really, because I hope I get to keep getting older. I hope I'm able to, because I just love it. I love, like, every opportunity. I love, like, you know, I'm getting loads of grey hairs now, and I love them. And yeah, I think at 15, you don't know what you don't know. As we talked about before, something we've said that before, haven't we?
Yeah. And when you are 15, at the same time, you feel like, I know how everything works and nobody can tell me anything new because I'm 15 years old. So I have real experience now.
But you only know what you know at that age. And now it's the same now. Like, I only know what I know now, but at least I know that I don't know anything. Just like we said, like, a couple of podcasts ago, I think.
Yes.
You know, at least now I know that I don't know anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, would you ever go back to being 15?
I mean, probably not. I mean, there were parts of being 15 that I really enjoyed, but the overall experience, I'm much happier now.
Which age would you go back to if you could?
Oh, that's a really good question. Oh, wow, that was really hard. University was really hard work, so maybe not then. I probably should say university because I worked a lot at university and I didn't spend enough time, you know, socializing and having fun. So I should do that again, but I didn't really like university because it was hard work. I think, I don't know, maybe like last year. I mean, these last few years have honestly been like the best of my life, because I think I have a similar experience to you in that way.
Oh, fantastic.
Same question. Well, when would you go back to?
Well, anytime over the last sort of, I think, 10 years, I think would be great for me, but maybe not the COVID years.
Sure.
But I happen to know that in my diary, I wrote, I love being 9. I want to be 9 forever.
Aww.
So I must have really loved it. So I'm going to choose 9. I'm going to say, I'll go back to being 9.
That is a good choice. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear, like, from you listeners. You can tell us in the comments when was, like, the best year of your life that you would love to go back to?
Yeah. What year would you like to go back to?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're actually going to be doing something a little bit different, I think, from next time, aren't we, Rob?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess you'll find out, listeners. So thank you again for joining us on a wonderful...
A wonderful expedition of podcasts.
A wonderful journey.
Yeah.
Well, it was great to speak to you as always, Rob, and thanks to our listeners. Please join our BritSent membership for the English Korean transcripts, and you'll get key expressions there. Check the link below to get more details. Thanks as always. Yeah, bye.
Bye, guys. See you.